أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللہ تعالیٰ کا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور سیز دیٹ ون نیم آف اللہ از واحد اور وہاب
اس لفظ کی مختلف اہل لغت میں
دی اسکالرز آف ڈکشنری دے ہیو ایکسپلینڈ دس ورڈ ان سو مینی ویز اینڈ گیون ڈفرنٹ میننگس اینڈ دے آر آل سملر ٹو ون اینڈ ادر in the book of lexicon lisanul arab the meaning which has been mentioned there I have taken that which says that wahhab is one of the attribute of allah almighty that is means al munim wal al ibad the one who bestows favors upon his servants and wahib is also the attribute of allah almighty from the same root and it says al hiba is that gift which is free from taking anything in lieu of that or from expecting anything in reward in return and when this hiba is given by God then it is called the attribute of wahhab this is also used in case of human beings but the true wahhab is the person of Allah almighty who gives the bounties to his servants upon their asking and without asking abundantly he gives them these blessings and a true believer if he thinks over it then he can see the spectacles of Allah being Wahhab his blessings and bounties he can see it all the time and this is something which gives us the proof of our living God But those people who are ungrateful and he is unable to see these blessings and bounties of Allah who sees with the eyes of the world he cannot see that and he considers worldly means the source of this cause of that Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran from various angles with reference to so many things and he has mentioned it and he has also used this attribute of him as well the prophets and the pious people the blessings which come upon them has been mentioned and with reference to this attribute he has also drawn the attention to prayers and that include the prayer for good progeny and for the goodness of the society and also to increase in the quality of righteousness and for the steadfastness of faith in faith so there are various prayers are there which are mentioned with reference to this attribute today I would like to mention the meaning of this quality one aspect of that with reference to various prayers which Allah Almighty has taught with reference to this attribute Allah Almighty has mentioned the progeny of the believers in order to keep them closer to the purpose of their creation and also to do full justice to that one. Allah Almighty has drawn the attention of His true servants that they should pray for their children and also for their wives, and also the wives have been asked that they should be praying for their husband and also for children, so that this seed of goodness should be there in all the people, and through the progeny it should continue to the children as well. Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those people who say that, O our Allah, grant us from our spouses and from children the delight of our eyes, and make us the leader of the believers, Muttaki, the righteous people. It's a very comprehensive prayer that make us make these things the source of our delight of our eyes, and also from the progeny from our children should also be like that, which is always a source of satisfaction for our eyes. And whenever Allah Almighty teaches such prayers that you should seek for the delight of your eyes, then Allah Almighty actually in this prayer there is a prayer spot which is infinite mercy and bounty of Allah Almighty, which a person cannot really comprehend properly. And not only in this life one should be following these paths of righteousness which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. The husband and the wife and the children should become the delight of eyes of one another. But even after their death, because of these good things and good deeds that they perform in this life, Allah Almighty blesses them with His rewards and blessings. After the death of a believer, the pious progeny and the children, they continue those good deeds on which that believer was acting upon during his life. And the pious progeny, they pray for their parents, which result in the increase of their station in paradise. And they do certain deeds which also increase their status. So the virtues of the progeny and the prayers for their parents, that in the life, in the next life as well, they grant the believer the delight of their eyes even in the life to come. Allah Almighty says, "Fala ta'lam." Allah Almighty says, "Fala ta'lam nafsum ma ukhfiya lahum min qurrati ayun jazaa'um bima kanu ya'malun." That there is no living being who knows that in reward to his good deeds, what Allah Almighty has kept in store from the delight of the eyes. This is mentioned about those people who, because of the piety, they have the fear of Allah in their heart, and they are paying attention to the worship of Allah Almighty, and also they are spending in the way of Allah, and also perform other good deeds. They get up early during the night, and they pray to Allah Almighty to be guided to the right path, and also for the guidance of the children to the right path. They pray for that, and they are seeking such delight of eyes from Allah Almighty, the knowledge of which is only to Allah Almighty. Regarding their progeny and their wives, and for their husbands, and the wives for their husbands, they pray. All of them, they pray that all of them, they should always be holding fast to the quality of taqwa. And Allah Almighty, in this life, may bless them with all the blessings which make them the recipient of the blessing, the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and also in the life to come, they should be blessed with the nearness to Allah Almighty. So this is a prayer. The servants of Allah Almighty, who are the servants of Rahman God, performing the good deeds, they always offer this prayer as well. And they leave behind such a progeny, such generation behind them, who is always treading on the path of righteousness. This prayer Allah Almighty has taught us, and by doing so, He has drawn our attention to this important task, which is the means of getting His pleasure, not only for ourselves, but also for the future generations, may be guided to this right path, and as a result of that, become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. By saying that, it is said that the eyes, the delight of the eye can only be there when you should be following the path of righteousness, and also your progenies and your children. And if your children are not like that, those who show the quality of righteousness, then they cannot become the imam of the righteous people in their own circle. So therefore, everyone among us should analyze oneself that whether with this prayer are we paying full attention to the discharge of the responsibilities that we have regarding the righteousness, regarding the upbringing of our children, and are we keeping in mind these conditions and try to fulfill them, which can put them on the path of righteousness and enable them to follow that good path in domestic circles as well. If the husband and wife are not following the quality of righteousness, then in relation to their children, then how can see the signs of the acceptance of prayer in relation to their children? And if the piety is absent, then the blessings of Khilafat and the blessing of the community, how can they benefit from that? For Khilafat, Allah Almighty has put a condition of good deeds. If the piety is not there, then how can they perform good deeds? And if the good deeds are not there, then it means that the quality of righteousness is not there. And if this taqwa is not there, then they cannot become the source of delight for one another, nor their children can be the source of delight for the parents. So, in order to make your progeny the source of their delight of your eyes, and to improve their conditions, they should analyze that whether we are achieving those high standards or not. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advice which he has given regarding the husband and wife, that Allah Almighty should have mercy on that person who gets up in the night and offers the prayer and also wakes up his wife. And if he is reluctant, then he should sprinkle some water on the face so that she may also get up. And also Allah have mercy on that lady who gets up during the night and wakes up her husband. And if he is reluctant, then he should be sprinkling some water on his face so that he may also get up. So these are the responsibilities of both of them, that they should pay full attention to the standards of their worship, so that from their progeny they can achieve the delight of their eyes. There are some men, about them the complaints come to me, that not to speak of getting up during the night in spite of their reminder from their husbands, but they are very slack and very lazy in this matter, and they show laziness in offering of their prayers. Such people, how can possibly these people can pray, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجَنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ. How can they pray this wording to Allah Almighty? And how can they can find this delight of their eyes in their children? And how can they can expect from God Almighty, or try to have this hope that from Allah Almighty, that their children, the prayer about their becoming righteous, that should be accepted? Yes, if Allah Almighty is gracious, then nobody can stop Him, and He is the Malik, He is the proprietor of everything. But This is also the command of Allah Almighty that you should show the good examples of taqwa. And the reformation is also one of the commandment of Allah Almighty. If you have to take part from the blessings of Allah, you have to do so. So, if when you expect your children to become the delight of your eyes, then such people, they have been given this advice that they should always keep this instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in mind, that from the good upbringing there is no better gift which a father can give to his children or can possibly give anything better than that. And the good upbringing will be only in that case when the actions of that person are such which are exemplary for his children. The standard of worship should be high and other deeds should also be good. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, explaining the meaning of this verse, in one place he says that Allah Almighty grant us from our spouses and wives and from the children the delight of our eyes, and this can only be achieved only in that case a person can receive that when he is not leading a life of sin, but he should be a person living the life of servants of Rahman God, and they are preferring God Almighty to everything else. And then further he explained, and Allah Almighty has mentioned it very clearly, وَجَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that if the progeny is righteous and good, only then he will be the imam, naturally he would be the imam of those children. So here the prayer is also included that one should become righteous first. First it is the responsibility of the parent, father, that they should try to follow the path of righteousness, which can ultimately turn him to become the servant of Rahman God. And the ladies as well, they are also the custodian of their house, they are responsible for this thing, that they should also follow the quality of righteousness, and they should do the upbringing of their children according to that, so that they can become a very productive and useful member of the society. But in order to have the proper upbringing of the ladies, the men have to take the step first. And when they both of them are following this path together, then the progeny will be definitely following the good deeds, and they would try to follow this path as well. And the prayers of the both, the father and the mother, they would be helping towards the proper upbringing of the children. The hadith which I mentioned earlier on, that if the father gets up early and if the wife gets up early, then both of them, they should wake the partner. So it is essential that both the husband and wife, they should be having a very good understanding and a very loving relationship between them. That the worship at night, we have to protect and safeguard that, and we have to help one another in this matter in order to get up early in the morning. If this understanding is not there, and when the husband is sleeping and the wife, if she wakes him up, then she is under big trouble. And it's not possible that it is also possible that apart from listening very hot words, she might be getting some beating. And practically this is unfortunately the situation of certain families. And slowly and slowly then the wives as well, either they become silent and just try to safeguard their own prayers, or then they come to the style of their husbands. And the children, they may become worldly wise, they might be better, but so far as the religious aspect is concerned, they become very corrupt and very weak. And sometime, even in worldly matters, they are spoiled and they are lost when they do like that. So therefore, in order to make the children the source of your delight of your eyes, then the parents have to reform themselves and they have to set up good examples for them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is essential for the members of our Jamaat that for their own piety, they have to teach the piety to their wives and children and ladies, otherwise they would be sinners. And when the wife can tell very openly that what is the weakness in you, So then she will not be having any fear of Allah Almighty. But when the quality of taqwa is not there, then the children are also very sinful. And the purity of the children, it requires a continuation of the piety from the parents. And therefore it is essential that all the people should repent. And they should show a good example to their wives. And the wife is like a spy over the husband, and he cannot conceal his weaknesses from the wife. And also the ladies are very concealed, very wise. Internally they are very wise, and they should not be considered to take them as without any understanding and foolish. If the husband is on the right path, then they would be having the fear of that, and also they would have the fear of Allah Almighty. The ladies are affected by the husbands, and whatever is the quality of the husband, if he is going to increase that, some part of that is also derived by the wives. So this is the expectation of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which he has mentioned in relation to each and every Ahmadi man. These words should be awakening us in a way, should be giving us a jolt. And it's a big responsibility that comes on our shoulder. That in olden days, if the ladies were less educated and not so intelligent, but now by the grace of Allah, more and more awareness and understanding is there in ladies, and education is also there. And there are such ladies in our community, and they are in large number, overwhelmingly large. Those who really feel very sorry because of the weaknesses of their husbands, and they just sometime continue with their own matters of goodness, but in their hearts they feel have the pinch of that, and they get very much worried about that because of the laziness of their husbands. And there are families where the ladies are very much worried about the upbringing of the children, and sometime it happens that the weak condition of the husbands, sometime they get separated from their husband, and as a result of that the bad effect is there on the children. And particularly in this environment and society where the guardianship of a father is very much needed by children, and when the children become adult and grown up, then they start becoming corrupt. So then the responsibility of all these things come to the husbands, to the men. They should consider it very seriously, that how unfortunate it will be that Allah Almighty, for our survival and sustenance of us and our children, He is teaching us a prayer. And the meaning of that is that Allah Almighty wants to accept the prayer. That's why He has taught us that prayer. And in the wording of that prayer, when it is, He mentioned Hablana, Allah Almighty has mentioned it, that Allah Almighty does not want to get anything from you. Rather, in order to reform your life and the life to come, and He wants to reform your children, and He is teaching you the right ways to properly upbring your children. And if you follow that, you will be getting all the rewards and the blessings. And if these people are not the recipient of this reward, then how unfortunate they are. So therefore we should analyze our situation very well, and we should try to follow those paths which can take us to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and establish peace in our family, and also from our progeny we should always be having the delight of our eyes and happiness from our children. As a matter of fact, every Ahmadi, Allah Almighty make it that the Ahmadis in every family are those people who are righteous, and everybody in the Muslim society is also following the path of piety, and this is how which will enable them to get the maximum blessings out of Khilafat, the institution of Khilafat. And this is the thing which has been mentioned by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And that will make them to discharge their responsibility of being the member of the community of the Messiah. And very fortunate are those people who understand this point, that when they seek something and ask for something from Wahhab God, then they seek the blessing then these people are, Allah Almighty gives them the delight of the eyes in such ways, in this life and the life to come, in such ways that which he cannot even comprehend and think of. In relation to the children, I would like to mention one more point, which is the cause of the breaking of the families, or which ends up with unpleasant relationship between husband and wife in certain families. And they are, that point is affecting badly, adversely, in their family relations. And that is the thing that sometimes the relationship between husband and wife, or the husband is angry with the wife for this very reason, that why there are not no male children in the family, why there are female girls are born. Allah Almighty says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهُبُّ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهُبُّ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ. The sovereignty of heaven and earth, that belongs to Allah Almighty, and He is the one who gives, and whomsoever He gives, wants to give, gives the male children, and whomsoever He likes, He gives the female children. So now Allah Almighty says that the kingdom of heaven and earth belongs to Him. He gives to whomsoever He likes, boys or girls, or gives both boys and girls together. So now this blessing of Allah Almighty in this matter, to put a blame to someone, is totally against the quality of righteousness. Allah Almighty, the intellect or the means of treatment which Allah Almighty has given to the people, many people seek benefit from that. And those people who are having the desire to have children, male children, they do get it. But this is something that Allah Almighty, who is the creator, Khalik, and Allah Almighty shows this quality in whichever way He likes. Some people may go for all the treatments possible, but still there is no benefit of that. So in that case, to make the lives of the wives miserable because of the fact that why you are giving birth to female children, or not to give the love of the father to the girls as they deserve, rather always scolding them and taunting them, the result of that is that there is always enmity in the hearts of those girls against their father. When these matters come to my notice, then I am really surprised that there are some people in this age and time, those who are doing so much wrong things to their children. Just like as in olden days, the time in the period of ignorance, the Arab people do like that, and these things are quite clear from their faces. So these are the matters of ignorance. And every Ahmadi, every believer must try to abstain from that. I know one family, an Ahmadi family. It's something, some time ago it happened. They had so many girls in their family, and in order to have a male child, he got the second wife, and again he had two, three children, and then he got for the third time, and then three, four female children were there, then he got for married for the fourth time, and again he got the female children, and finally it so happened that the very first wife, when she was able to give birth to the first male child, it is all the will of Allah Almighty. He gives to whomsoever He likes and whenever He likes. So if you are seeking for children, if you are seeking for boys, then not by creating disorder and fighting in your family, rather one should follow the path of righteousness and seek this blessing from Allah Almighty. And they should pray for the pious progeny. As Allah Almighty has mentioned with relation to various prophets, Allah Almighty has taught us this prayer. In one place it is said, Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin, that O my Allah, give me pious progeny, give me pious children. In one place the prayer is, Rabbi Habli Milla Dunka Zurriyatan Tayyiba, that O my Allah, you bless me the pious progeny. So we should be praying always for such progeny, and we should always have the wish and desire for such children who are pious and righteous. And the second point is that they should also pray that this children are the sources of the delight of their eyes. And many people come to me and they express the desire of male children, and I always tell them that a pious and healthy children, if they are blessed, and if you pray for that, that is better. Many a time the children, female children are, the daughters are more helpful and more respectful to the parents, and they become the source of their good name and fame. And while the male children, sometimes they become the source of anxiety and bad name. So this is the quality of the believing person, that he should be seeking for a blessed progeny, pious progeny. And also he should pray that these children may be made the source of the delight of the eyes. And what is the benefit of such progeny, which is bringing bad name and bringing some disgrace to people? Many letters come to me which mention that the parents, they express their concern because of the bad deeds of their children. So the real thing is the satisfaction of heart, and the quality of the children being pious and righteous. And if that is not there, then everything is useless. The definition of Salihin, which has been made by the Promised Messiah, which I say, the Salihin are those people that they do not have, there is no sickness of spirituality in them, and there is no element of disorder in them. So this is the standard for the achievement of which we should pray for our children, and also we ourselves should try to follow this and follow this high standard, so that we can put transfer this goodness in among our children. And this is the quality of righteousness is there, which continues generation after generation, and brings the satisfaction of the eyes, and also it brings a good name for the whole community at large. And as I said, it cannot be achieved unless we do not pay attention, full attention to our own condition, and we supervise over that, and we always pay attention to this one. If ourselves, if we are included among Salihin, righteous people, and we are following the path of righteousness, so therefore it is, the need is there that we should hold fast to this quality and always follow that. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر